The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. As we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew, we have this great little gem in the center of his own gospel here. Actually, in between, kind of sandwiched in between two long lists of healing miracles that Jesus performs. Right in the middle, Matthew recounts his own call. And we can imagine what that might have been like. A tax collector. Well, we know, right? Well, don't like to speak about tax collectors, but I mean, it was more personal even back in that day, right? Because it's not like you get a letter from the IRS. You have to pass through that post, and he is going to take that money from you, right? So it's personal, and in this case, in as much as it's personal, it's worse, right? The more personal it is, the worse it is for him, at least. I mean, and you can imagine that that's his experience. Even though he has this, he's particularly well positioned to have this, say, quote unquote, good job. Actually, we don't have to say that. He, by our standards, he has a good job. Maybe we'd like this guy, right? He has a good job. He's well positioned. He has material possessions, right? He's got job security of some sort. Okay, so on that level, yeah, okay, he's living the American dream, maybe. But he's also hated. I don't know what his existence was like. I'd like to get into it to some extent, if we can imagine ourselves in it. Well, why is it that we would live that way? Why is it that, like Matthew, pre-conversion, what's the allure of being a tax collector? And you can say, well, maybe he just needed money. Maybe he just needed to support his family. You know, like, that's okay. I mean, that's one way of reading ourselves into the scene. But here, the significance of his conversion story, right, is that he arises. He gets up. He arises. This is the word that's used to image the resurrection. And so he gets up. He gets up and follows Jesus. So this idea of getting up also, he's breaking the chains of what's holding him otherwise in place. And in this sense, what's holding him to that customs post. So, you know, what's holding us to our customs post? In the sense that this, right, he's now getting up. He's now moving into new life. He's been called by Jesus to share already this life. The risen life of Christ, a life that's just simply focused on God. And then we think, right, he didn't like leave it behind, because Jesus goes to his house and there are tax collectors and sinners. He's bringing Jesus into it. But it starts with getting up. It starts with rising to new life with Jesus. It starts with signing ourselves over, our hearts and our lives over to God and his purposes. We don't know what God's going to do from there. We don't. Right? But precisely because Matthew got up and followed Jesus, we have this feast today. Right? This man transformed the world. He's a tax collector. Everyone hated him. We love him. Right? He's got billions of people who love him. Right? The writer of the first gospel. How could you not like Matthew? Beautiful gospel. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for calling him. But before that, right? What is he? There are a lot of tax collectors and sinners. We don't know their names. This one got up and followed Jesus. Right? That's all that matters. That's all that matters for us. And today, that's what we do. Jesus is passing by, right? Jesus is on the move. He's on the move. And he's calling each and every one of us today to follow him. We don't know what that will mean for future generations. We don't even know what that will mean for ourselves. But we know that we can trust him. If we can trust Jesus with our entire lives, we can follow him no matter where he calls us to go.